The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This year, we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your net. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
RSBN. Let me try this again. RSB flying high above Austin, Texas. Weather reports looking good, but what about the traffic, TMB? Where's TMB?
RSB. Yeah, what's
the traffic's
on?
Crappy? Is the traffic really bad?
Traffic's horrible going through Austin. That's why I'm on my cell phone at this point instead of home at the computer.
But look at you. You got to be safe traveling home. Get the family home okay while we're doing outside the box. We don't want you outside the car until you're home.
Yeah, we won't be outside the car for about another 25 minutes. But yeah, we're safe. We went about 4 miles in 45 minutes in Austin or something to that nature. So it's pretty bad. People that are listening in Austin know that neither 35 nor MOPAC is a place you want to be between 5 and 7 at night.
Yeah, Tabitha could walk faster than that.
Pretty much. But, we took a short trip up to Nashville for the last few days coming back. You know, we're the world traveling globetrotters here, so we figured we'd travel again.
Did you spot Elvis? Because that's the other place he is. If he's not in Las Vegas, he's in Nashville.
We did spot Elvis, actually. There were several billboards that we saw on the way back from Nashville on I-40 going towards Little Rock that said Elvis is alive. And they had his picture up there on the billboard, so it must be true. I guess Elvis is alive.
If he's alive, he's doing Carnivora.
Well, if he's alive, he needs to be doing Carnivora, that's for sure.
Yes. Well, listen, we've got lots to do. By the way, last hour, you were on the road. We had Shannon Knight and Samuel Adler from Diagnosed TV. They're doing a similar kind of cancer thing. I think they're going to look to interview you next week. Really great people. Glad to connect with them, and you have inspired a revolution of healing. You have.
Well, I don't know about that, but yeah, I'm glad that you're able to interview with Shannon and Sam, and yeah, I think that they're going to meet us in maybe in Austin in a couple weeks. We wanted to interview Charlene and myself for their Diagnosed TV. So that'll be fun.
Yeah, see if you can hook them up with the Health Ranger too. I don't know how busy Mike is, but my goodness, to get this information out another time, another place, another way, we're all for it.
That's true. Yeah, get the truth out there.
Yeah. Well, the truth is out there for some parents. They're recognizing the danger and absurdities of some vaccinations, even if they are not anti-vaccination. We have a story. I don't know if you heard about this. Probably Charlene's read about it. But an 8-year-old girl who's being kicked out of school potentially because her mom refuses to allow the doctor to give her a whooping cough booster shot.
Hmm. I am familiar with that story. Charlene was just reading me about that on the road here a couple hours ago, hoping that we would talk about it on the show. So this is perfect. Give us some details.
We picked up on some Charlene vibes, so thank you, Charlene. The Unbilled Producers, we always have our lovely and wonderful wives. Now, let's go to some audio clips, because if you want to understand this story, you've got to hear the absurdities of who's right. Who says it's safe? FDA, no, yes. CDC, no, yes. School board, no, yes. Doctor, no, yes. It's just bizarre. Let's give a listen to this clip.
This note ordered the third grader not to return to her Miller Place school until she gets a state-mandated vaccine booster shot for whooping cough.
You like doing circles?
Kaylee's mom says she refused that shot after her doctor told her it's not designed for kids under 10.
I believe in vaccinations, and that's not the issue. The issue is an age-appropriate vaccination.
Isn't that interesting, TMB? The doctor told her it was not appropriate for an 8-year-old.
Yeah, it is interesting. Her own doctor said it wasn't appropriate, but the other doctors say it is appropriate. And then the FDA or the CDC says, no, it's not. But then the other governmental group says, yes, it is. I mean, they can't come to a consensus, can they?
No, and if you think TMB is just trying to confuse you, no, listen to this.
Kaylee is apparently part of a small group of students who received all their whooping cough vaccinations before the age of 4. This year, New York State required those students get a booster shot. However, the FDA website says that booster is only meant for kids 10 and older.
So somebody can't read in New York State, yet the doctor in this case did read.
Well, you know, it's really absurd, isn't it? So you've got different groups have differing opinions about whether it's effective, whether it's effective for somebody that's 10 or younger, or whether you shouldn't take it at all. And some of them have MDs after their name. The MDs can't even agree. Even though they have their degrees, right, as you like to say.
Right. Well, so, even yeah, if... go ahead, Ty.
No, it's just interesting that this is a shot that's mandated by the state of New York, but we can't even get an agreement among the doctors of whether it's even efficacious for someone that's under the age of 10. And this is a story that's interesting because, as you mentioned, it's from a lady that's not opposed to vaccines. She just wants the vaccines to be appropriate for the age, and they can't even agree if this is appropriate for the age of her child.
Well, let's see if they can come to some level of agreement. We check with the FDA, we check with the doctor, maybe we can check with the CDC. I don't know. Let's try.
A CDC spokesperson contradicted that, saying in an email to News 4, the agency believes the booster is safe for younger kids.
Nobody will give you a straight answer.
So, Ty, the agency believes, the agency believes.
Okay, first of all, that hit me close.
Ty, I'm losing your signal there on the cell. This is why he's in stuck in traffic south of Austin now, I think. But the agency believes that is a bizarre statement because there is no, let's say, human behind the agency. This is an artificial creation of the state, one of the regulating bodies, or in this case the CDC, the marketing arm for the vaccine industrial complex. And the CDC believes, or go ahead, TMB. Let me see if I can hear you now.
I think
he's got to be in a bad zone. I think we lost him. We'll see if we can reconnect him, Daniel. But, in this last statement, the CDC believes that it's good. They're not even following what the FDA says. Perhaps they'll just, I don't know, they'll kick her out anyway, the little girl. Maybe she'll be better off if she's not in a public school. Let's find out.
We got a taste of the bureaucratic runaround Mom Jamie McNicholas has faced. The school district told us it's following state education guidelines. State Ed says it's being guided by the state health department. And the state health department says its decisions are based on CDC recommendations, leaving Kaylee to wonder if the adults will ever do something to help her.
The adults can't even read.
You know, this kind of reminds me of the whole Ebola disaster, where it's like, well, this person says this, and this person's, said, well, it's okay to do this, and this is good enough, and we got it all clean, and nobody, it was like the blind leading the blind.
Incredible. This is where if you rely upon the state for your medical opinions, it's as bad as relying on the feds, even though in this case the FDA was at least honest enough to say, well, really, we don't recommend it for anybody under 10. But then the CDC contradicts that. What does the doctor do? What is the mother going to do? Let's hear it.
I don't want to get kicked out of school.
That breaks your heart. But do I sacrifice her health, possibly, just to get her into that building?
But isn't that the mom's making sense? She's not even anti-vaccination, but she's making sense. Give her some kudos for that and listening. We'll get some more on that. Do we have TMB back on the board? TMB still out there on the cell phone land?
I'm here. Can you
hear me? Well, there you are. There you are, my friend. I was missing you. I was saying, stay in the car.
It's terrible, terrible cell reception here in the hill country of Texas. Sorry. You already went through a couple of clips since I got dropped here off the phone, but I wanted to mention what she said, the CDC lady that said the agency believes that it's safe.
Yes.
Right, so number one, what agency is involved with the Centers for Disease Control or creation? I don't understand where agency gets in there. Was she talking about the FDA or was she talking about the CDC? But then the part that really got me was she said that they believe it's safe. I don't want to know what she believes. I want to know what have the studies shown. And the studies have not shown that they're safe. The studies have shown that they're toxic. So I don't care what she believes. I want to know what the scientific studies have shown, and the studies show that the ingredients in the vaccines are damaging to children, period.
Yeah. I believe the CDC can fly out the window and fly. It's not going to fall down and get hurt. I mean, come on. You believe that it's safe? The FDA, not one of our most trusted organizations, even says, well, wait till they're 10 or over. And this, you know, this mom is going to be penalized. The kid's going to be maybe not penalized. In fact, it might be actually advantageous if this kid goes home and stays home. But it's really bizarre. Let's just double check on this last clip to see that the doctor was on board with this, or, you know, did she make stuff up? The doctor really wanted her to do it, but she didn't want to. I want to give a listen to this.
Kaylee's mom says if her daughter can't return to school on Monday, she'll have no choice but to homeschool her. Now, Kaylee's doctor has even weighed in on this issue, posting on Facebook that she felt uncomfortable giving this vaccination against FDA recommendations. But she says she was promptly called by the state health department demanding that she give the vaccine when requested.
Wow, did you hear that? That doctor actually was more aware than most doctors and didn't give it, and then the state calls and says, you better give it.
Yeah, so the CDC the state is siding with the CDC, and they're siding against the FDA, and they're siding against one of the medical doctors who's against one of the other medical doctors. Wow, what do you believe?
It, really incredible here. I mean, this is the state, of course, sets up the boards of licensure. And if you can see in New York, they have mandated every vaccine from every planet in our solar system times 10 for every child in New York. Are you going to subject your kid to this lunacy? They can't even follow the science as it may exist in part from the FDA when they acknowledge it's not right.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of like who's on first. Didn't it? The little skit with Abbott and Costello?
Yes.
I mean, who's on first? I mean, who do you listen to at this point? Because you've got these, quote, professionals on both sides of the fence that are diametrically opposed. And the thing that's sad about it is that the child's health is at stake. And, the children are being damaged by these vaccines each and every day. That's the ones that these are the casualties of this war.
Yeah. Well, I know who I listen to. His name? TMB. Or is his initials? Ty Bollinger. Cancer Step Outside the Box.
You try to listen to TMB. Most of the time you were able to, but today you're not able to because of the cell phone connection so bad.
Yeah. I know. I'm trying. TMB, stay with me. Don't leave me. It's Outside the Box. It's Wednesday, the pinnacle of the week with my good buddy Ty. Super Don is here. We got lots more to do, including, well, you've been waiting. Yesterday we had a question of the day that related to three things we got to have, supplements we got to have. I'll put Ty Bollinger on the spot, too. I'll put myself on the spot. Maybe even Super Don. Stick around for that and a whole lot more. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
No, that's not. We're tired of waiting for Ty Bollinger. We're happy he's with us, even in the car. TMB cannot be stopped. And, of course, outside the box we go, round and round. Where she stops, hopefully it's home.
Now, the reason why we played that music is because yesterday you pulled a Ryan Seacrest.
I did?
Yes, you did. You said that, you put this question that a listener had asked us, and you didn't answer it. You went all the way to the end of the hour, and you said we have to wait till tomorrow. So there have been people all over Facebook that are going, we can't wait. Tell us the answer.
They've been anxious, huh?
They have been.
Lori was really pleased with the show and the family that she's been introduced to. You know, she said she bought your book, Ty, discovered Mike Adams, listens to John D. Wells, enjoys Dr. Batar and Doc Newsom, and her husband was helped really amazingly with the Inflammagon from Doc Newsom. She's just like just gushing on all of us, which was just beautiful, very nice of her. But then, you know how it is when they say a lot of nice things, then they just nail you. They nail you with something tough, right? Okay, right. Now that I buttered you up, you got to tell me this. I need to know. She says, I do have a question which you probably get asked 20 times a week. Thankfully, I don't get asked this question 20 times a week. If you were allowed, TMB, to purchase three products to keep you and your family healthy, what would they be? I mean, good Lord, is that not, come on, a loaded question. How do you answer that?
Three products. Okay. All right, so she's asking me specifically?
Well, I'm putting the thumb screws on you first. That's just my prerogative.
First. Okay, so first of all, I'm going to group a couple of products. So definitely the immunomodulatory products, so beta-1-glucan and Carnivora. So that's one group of products that I would not be without.
Okay.
second group would be, and I'm down here, I'm in Texas, so I get plenty of vitamin D3 from the sun, so I'm not going to include that. But if you're up north, you would want that. But I'm getting D3 from the sun. I would include the fulvic acid products from Dr. Newsom. I think that his line of products are fantastic. That would be two. And then, well, definitely selenium and chromium I take every day. So I'm going to group those together because those are both the innate brand of products. Mm-hmm. That's three. But then there's also kind of a, I'm going to get a bonus product as well. Since it is our show, and I get to do that. I want the Fukushima pill because, according to President Obama and Ann Coulter, radiation's good for you. So I would definitely want to get the radioactive
the Fukushima pill
and tritium all in one pill, and I could take that every day to be healthy because Obama and Ann Coulter said it's healthy.
Oh, man. You know, see, here I was hoping to get stranded on an island, our families together, so we can share and pool our things, and now you go and get that product. I don't want that product. I'm just saying.
Maybe me neither.
All right. Well, the thumb screws on me. Now, partly what I like doing, have you say that first. It kind of gets me off the hook a little bit because, I had this imagination, if you will. If you were on a deserted island, what three products would you want? Well, first of all, I'm getting deserted with Ty Bollinger and family and my family. So we're all together. So you've got your products and set.
I like the twist.
You like that twist? Yeah. But
yeah,
I definitely...
So now you can go outside the box.
Hey, well, that's what we do. I'm definitely bringing some silver, right? We've got to have that ability to target the unexpected. You know, it's that health sovereignty aspect. If you're dealing with potential infectious agents, immune and things, that just you need something to eradicate it fast. That was definitely one of the things I thought of. I'm glad you mentioned the fulvic acid because it's such a starter from everything. The more we learn about it from Doc Newsom, the more essential I perceive it to be. But I thought the other thing, we gotta have water. Now, you know, assuming we don't have a spring. If we had a spring, then okay, we're good to go. But if not, I'm bringing an Echo Ionizer with me.
Okay.
Without the water, none of the supplements can work. I mean, we got to have the water to float them in and float them out.
Okay, yep.
So let's see. I did. So, you know one more? Hemp.
You got one more.
Hemp.
Okay,
hemp,
I like it.
Hemp slash cannabis, because we can make shelter from it, we can make fuel from it, we can eat, you know, all kinds of supplements, superfood stuff we can make from it. We could survive on that. And, if people are anxious.
Yeah, you're right.
Dude, I see the three there. Super Don, have I missed something?
Coffee,
yeah, of course.
Coffee. Okay, because don't you can do the coffee enemas. I forgot about that.
That's right. It would not be right to desert him on an island without coffee for coffee enemas for Super Don.
Yep.
All right. Well, we got that. And I appreciate y'all asking the questions here. Really tough ones. If you've got an answer that it was not on our list, call us, 866-939-2355. You know, we're going to dig something around the White House, but it's not to protect them. It's to protect us.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Awake today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-922-9064. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-922-9064. That's 1-800-922-9064. Call 1-800-922-9064.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
All right, outside the box. We'll await TMB. No, we won't. We're not waiting for him. He's probably hooking up his computer. He's gotten home. He's out of traffic. Doesn't even have time to go to the potty. I mean, that's how bad it is in radio. If you got to go, you good luck. Good luck.
You tear body breaks when you can get them, right?
Super Don, how did you like the way, you know, I put the thumb screws to TMB, and he just came up with it. Well, I'm going to group them. Here's group one. Here's group two. Here's group three. There's no sneaking around.
He even put the bonus in there. That was
I knew it would be hard to, you know, break it down to like three products. Right. So and of course my little twist is that I'm going to be with him, so it's okay. I get my three now. So we're in good shape.
Right.
I don't know if Lori's going to be mad at us for answering that way. Because, I mean, how do you do that? How do you nail it down to three? I mean, if I was dealing, you know, with one thing, I would say, okay, selenium, chromium, silica. Because those are the big three that we know are so deficient? But it's a broad question to ask. You've got to individualize. What are your needs, right? Everybody wants to generalize, but what are your needs? So there you go.
I think it was a fun question, you know?
Yeah.
We don't get asked questions like that, you know, quite as much. And so it was kind of fun to sit there and speculate, you know. And I like the way that you put it. You know, if you're stranded on a deserted island, you know, what three supplements would you want to have? That was a tough one. You did a good job, though.
All right. Well, like I said, we'll see if we get props from our listening audience.
Like I said, give me my coffee. I'm good.
Yeah, I thought that was very funny. You thought coffee, right? You know, you can make hemp coffee. Would that not be good enough?
No, I don't think so.
No. Yeah,
not going with coffee. The hemp coffee.
Not going to do it. Not going to do it. Let's see, what else we got? We got another question of the day while waiting for Ty to hook back in. So this one's from Christine. Robert says, keep up the great and necessary work. Keep the truth coming. With the legalization of medical marijuana.
I'm here.
Can I be with us? Oh, okay, cool. Let's just get your level set right. Daniel, how's he sound over there on the board? Clipping a little bit, little hot? He's always so hot. TMB, you're so hot. Oh, Charlene doesn't mind I said that.
She probably agree with you.
All right, sounds good. Now, here's a quick question of the day before we get into the what do we dig around the White House to protect us from what's in the White House, all right?
All right.
With the legalization of medical marijuana, what are the chances the government will create GMO hemp crops and or put other items in the mix for CBD or THC varieties, thus wreaking havoc in an area that they have thus far not controlled? I'm using CBD from HempMeds PX and think I'm safe from any manipulation. Just wondering. You know, Christine's on to something because there is movement afoot behind the scenes for things like Monsanto to generate some form of patented technology to alter the genetic integrity of hemp/cannabis. So I think ultimately, just like we talk about growing your own food or finding farmers that are not contaminated, we're going to have to do that because we can't rely on the feds to protect us. They adulterate and corrupt just about everything they touch.
Did you want a response?
Well, I said you were hot. I figured you would respond in some way.
I would have to disagree with you. You know, I think we can trust the feds. I mean, they've never lied to us before. They did not lie to us about the Gulf of Tonkin. They did not lie to us about 9/11. They did not lie to us about the first World Trade Center bombing. They didn't lie to us about Oklahoma or City or Waco or Ruby Ridge or Sandy Hook or Boston. Oh, wait, they did lie to us about all those. Oh, maybe we can't trust them after all.
Now, I was going to ask you, are you smoking GMO hemp right now?
No, I'm not doing that. I'm just trying to have a little fun with a little sarcasm. But, the bottom line is the feds have lied to us continually over the last 100 years. I don't trust anything they tell us.
No, I'm with you in that regard. I mean, this is, it's an interesting question. It raises, you know, the reality that I think everybody's concerned about the integrity of food on all levels in every way. As I said, buy heirloom varieties, get your own seeds, save them, plant them. And we see the opposition coming from the federal regulators who have been bought out by the likes of Monsanto. So how are we going to protect ourselves from the executive branch of the federal United States? Well,
I got an idea.
What do you think?
I think we should ship all of them to New York, like Escape from New York, and just wall it off.
Now, that's a thought. Super Don, who is this in Congress that kind of proposed this to the Secret Service, a way to protect us from what's in the White House?
Well, believe it or not, it was a member of Congress. I shouldn't be a shock. This is actually Representative Steve Cohen. He's a Democrat out of Tennessee.
Okay, so we're going to give a listen to what he proposes can be done to protect us from the White House. Let me see if I can get this to play now, right now.
What a moat.
Moat.
Water.
Yeah.
6 feet.
Yeah.
Around. Be kind of attractive and effective.
Yeah. So it may be.
Attractive and effective?
No.
Attractive. It's got to be attractive.
I had to do a lot of research on this story because I still, even now, find it so hard to believe that a member of Congress in 2014 is going to actually suggest building a moat around the White House.
Right.
A moat?
What is Bill Maher going to do on this one? Because it was a Democrat. He loves to make fun of Republicans. I mean, what this guy...
Listen,
I mean,
even Bill Maher, you know, John Stewart, listen, these guys are going to have a field day with this. I mean, are we going to put a drawbridge on there, too?
Okay, here's my question. So I got the impression at that point that he was kind of being sarcastic.
No.
He's being serious.
He was serious.
He's being totally serious. We got the video
Wow.
here.
Yeah.
A moat. Whatever floats your moat. Who is the Congress critter that thought Guam was going to tip over? Or the Solomon Isle, or something like that.
My God.
Wow. Okay. Then you got me there because I thought he was doing like a kind of a slapstick comic where he laughs later about it and said, I can't believe that they actually thought I was serious, but he really was serious.
Everything that I have seen and every story I've seen covering it is treating it as if he were serious.
Okay, well then maybe he'd be in favor of the New York City thing, the escape from New York. If he's going to build a moat around the White House, then yeah, maybe he'd be in favor of just walling off New York City like that.
I mean, is the White House going to start using carrier pigeons now? I mean, it's like we're going back to medieval times.
Can we
just call me Snake?
Snake Plissken there. Can we put everybody in Congress and the judicial branch and the Fed? You just put a moat around them all, and you know, the swamp will reclaim them in short order. We'll all be better off for it. Did he really say moat?
Moat.
Yeah, he did say moat.
You know what was funny about that is, you know how some words, if you say them over and over, they don't really make any sense any longer?
Yeah.
Try that. Say moat like 50 times in a row, and at the end you'll say, What does that mean, moat?
Moat, 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 moat.
Yeah, it is kind of funny, but he was being serious. All right. Well, listen, I think the moat was actually to theoretically protect the president. That's what they were looking at. I'm looking at it the other way around, protect us from the president and the executive branch. You know, personal freedom has been on the wane, on the decline in America, and there's actually a story that acknowledges this, that under Obama, under the executive branch, under the Obama administration, U.S. personal freedom ranking slips below a banana peel. No, France! We got less personal freedom than France!
I believe it. Yeah, I mean, our personal freedom ranking has been slipping consistently. Well, and it's not just Obama. It was slipping consistently under George W. Bush as well. If you look at the personal freedom rankings, even during Clinton, they were much higher than they were under Bush. Yeah. And then Bush, with the Patriot Act and all the other nonsense that he implemented, they began to fall. And then Obama has just continued that trend. So, you know, you can't accuse RSV and TMV and Super Don of being anti-Obamaites. We're anti-big government-ites that are trying to get in our business. And that wasn't started, but it really was accelerated with Bush. And Obama has just continued that trend.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's so many lines from Monty Python that I want to bring out right now, most of which I can't say, with the idea of putting a moat around the White House. You know, and now you bring France into the equation, you know.
I'm moat in your general direction.
Yeah, exactly. I moat in your general direction, exactly where I was going with that. Oh, what a stinker. What a stinker. U.S. personal freedom dropping below France. Now, remember, we recognize that on some level, we do have a lot of personal freedom. So far,
sure,
we can speak out against that which we believe to be unconstitutional, although we will get on a list if we aren't already, which is not
cool. You know what? If you're not on a government list already, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Good point. Very good point.
So continue.
Yeah. When it comes to the freedom to heal, the freedom to know what to do to heal, the freedom to get and access the stuff that we like to talk about in order to heal. Why can we speak freely? Why were you able to write about stuff in your book and what we wrote about in our book together, Unlock the Power to Heal? Because we don't sell any products.
Yeah, we don't sell the products.
But how is it that you engage in selling a product, suddenly now the freedom of speech is gone? Because they say, well, no, that's commercial free speech. As if you can delineate between types of speech, really.
Well, you know, I don't know if you saw this article, but it was, what's the company that does the natural hand soaps?
Dr. Bronner's. Bronner's.
So now they're getting into the food supplement or the food business, and they've been attacked by the FDA because they were touting the health benefits of coconut oil.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you don't really have, it's when you begin to sell these products and you begin to tell the truth, right? Because now in the United States, we're in the unique paradigm that we cannot tell the truth about food, how healthy coconut oil is for you or other products or other substances that do tremendous things in your body. You can't tell the truth. Not only can you not tell the truth, you can't even link to scientific studies about these products. But that's what Dr. Bronner's has gotten in trouble for lately. I don't know if you saw that story, if you've even talked about it lately.
Yeah, well, I mean, we can't keep up with everything. By the way, we just got a nice message in from John Blankenberg. He says he heard me talk with Ty, and he's purchased all the DVDs of The Truth About Cancer.
Awesome, awesome. Yes. Well, thank you, John. And just know that they will all be shipping out, I think Monday, they're all shipping out to the people that purchased them. So thank you for your patience. You should have them in your hands next week.
Sweet.
Yes.
That's right. I was going to ask you, is it still for sale? Can people still buy it, or is it too late?
Well, we're actually going to do a replay weekend from Black Friday to Cyber Monday. And so we're going to have all of them up, and they'll be for sale again, and they'll also be available to view for free, all 11 episodes. And so we'll be encouraging folks to go there and send their friends there to watch them for free over the weekend.
All right. Super Don, I charge you in the next 3 minutes to find Rod Stewart. Do you think I'm sexy? Because we might have a recipe if you're not sexy enough. What can you do? We're going to go to the Andes to find that out. Also, where is RSV going to be this weekend? Where was TMB last weekend? I want to know. Do you? Well, stick around. We'll find out after this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't leave another dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com. Go to guns80.com. That's guns, the number 80, 80.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
DMB, you feeling sexy or you feeling froggy?
I'm feeling a little bit froggy right now.
Who was it that would say, you feeling froggy? You feeling froggy? Then jump. Have you heard?
I don't know.
Have you heard that?
I can't remember where that's from, though.
I don't know where that's from either. Is it like to get you to jump into a pool or off a cliff? Or is it just like when somebody's like, annoyed with you?
Like you're going to fight, you know?
Right. You're feeling froggy?
Yeah.
Right. But, you know, we're feeling a bit froggy. And that was Rod Stewart. And, we're going back to Vegas for the A4M conference in the middle of December. And December 13th, which is a Saturday, I'll be speaking again at JC's Naturally Organic Healing Center to a raw food potluck kind of thing. It's going to be awesome. We're going to have a good time there. But Rod Stewart's playing. I don't know if he's still going to be playing, but they say that he's, what, 75, and he's still singing that song about, if you think I'm sexy, you know, thinking, Grandpa, come on, really? Do you have to? But still a great song.
Hey, get rid of that walker.
If Bob Dole can do Viagra commercials, Rod Stewart can sing his song. Give him a break.
Yeah, no, he's great. He's still got it. He's still got the pipe, so to speak. But seriously, if you don't feel sexy enough, there's a story here out of Lima, Peru. If you're suffering from stress, if you're not feeling sexy, you can go high into the Andean Mountains and have a special kind of smoothie. Not one that I'm particularly fond of. In fact, whatever level of sexiness I'm at, I'm happy where I am because I'm not drinking this. TMB, are you? They want you to put frogs in a blender. And make a frog smoothie.
You serious?
Seriously. There's evidently no science confirming it, although the CDC says it might work.
Well, then it definitely doesn't work if they think it might work. So
Definitely not
the frog smoothie.
Yeah. High in the Andean Mountains, the Peruvians say that this particular frog, you throw it in a blender and you drink it, it cures all kinds of stuff, bronchitis, asthma, sluggishness, and a low sex drive.
Really? Well, are you sure that they're not actually partaking in a little bit of cocoa bean first before they drink the frog? Because high in the Andes, you also get some other things that come
They
up
are
with.
High in the Andes, that's right.
Yeah.
Also,
well, you know, I think there's actually the best remedy for that, if you really want to be, you know, more appealing, is you want to stick your arm stick your hand underneath your arm.
Yes.
And rub it under your underarm and then smell it and then share it with everyone. Have you seen that video at the baseball game this summer where there was this big fat guy that was kind of in the background, and he sticks his hand under his arm, rubs it, smells it. He's totally disgusted, and then he sticks it in his wife's face and makes her smell it.
No, this is
an actual video that made one of the grossest things that happened at Major League Baseball this year.
You know,
and it was a guy that actually did that to his wife.
I did not think that this segment could get any grosser. Thank you, TMB.
Yes,
you've taken it down
grosser.
Below the frog smoothie. By the way, if I throw a frog in a blender, I'm not turning the blender on. I'm just saying. You know, I'll put some water in there. It could swim around for a bit. Would that be good enough for frog juice?
I think that what you need to do is just put the frog in the big pot, start the water to boil, and just let it see if he stays in there. Because you've always heard that they won't hop out.
Yeah, and I've heard that it's a myth as well. Did they do that on Mythbusters? They probably couldn't, because the people for cruelty to the frogs would not let you do it. But Americans are the only people that are stupid enough not to jump out.
Of the moat. We can make a lot of analogies with that one, couldn't we?
Yeah, we could. Hey, listen, this weekend down in South Florida, Pompano, Fort Lauderdale area with our friends from Aloe One, Stockton Aloe One, aloe1.com, aloe1.com. Paul Bertier is going to be there talking about hydrogen water, as well as Dr. Michael Haley. He's talking as well. We've got some raw food discussion, and I'm going to unlock your power to heal in person. So come on down and see me. TMB, where were you last weekend? Something radiational, because you were making radiation jokes.
I was at a conference in Austin where I spoke at a Fukushima conference, and Health Ranger was thinking about making it, but he's so busy with other things that he wasn't able to make it, so... Mike didn't make it, but I spoke. John B. Wells spoke there. We had a great time afterwards. The whole family was there. I brought Charlene and the kiddos up because we were on our way up to Nashville for a couple of days. But we had dinner with John B. Wells and Diane, but also Chris Emery and Mary Ellen Moore, who were the producers, they're with Free Your Mind Films, and they produced a Noble Lie about the Oklahoma City bombing.
Right.
So, we had a great time after the event.
Oh, beautiful. Well, I wish I could have been there with you. I'm glad that I know we were talking. You were studying up for it. I bet you did great.
I hope Charlene said I did great. She's not prejudiced, so yeah,
she's not biased at all.
No,
she just loves you.
She just loves me. Yes, and
we love you too, TMB.
Well, RSB, as always, man, it's been great. Sorry we dropped off there earlier.
Yeah. Well, and Super D is going to bring his coffee to the deserted island. You know why. Hey, back tomorrow. Yeah. Yeah, you said it, because the power to heal is whose?
Yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best. Best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.